are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Peer pressure isn't just for teenagers. It follows women through every stage of life, from the workplace to parenting circles, whether it's the pressure to fit in or to meet society's expectations. It's real and exhausting, I won't lie. I also won't lie about that one. So let's discuss how women can handle peer pressure gracefully and confidently, no matter where they are in life. We are joined on the line by Mom Shirley Hangala, who's going to be helping us with this one. Good morning, Mom Urbuanj. I hope you are well. Thank you so much for coming through.
I am blessed. Thank you.
Amen. Mom, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of pressure?
Father God, thank you this morning for yet another opportunity that we can come and discuss different challenges that we meet in life as women. Guide us, and I pray that your Holy Spirit will abide with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, I love how the Holy Spirit worked. I said a word of pressure, and you knew I meant a word of prayer. Oh, my goodness. The pressure is too much, Mom Shirley. It's too much.
Yes, fair.
All right. So looking at, you know, the level of pressures that we face, you know, as women and in our lives, you know, how does now this peer pressure manifest in different stages of a woman's life, and how can we recognize it?
Okay. So to start with, you find that when you are still young, you know, adolescents or teenager, you are kind of looking at social acceptance. It will basically, it's more of how do I fit in with friends? They will influence your choices, clothing, even social activities. Then you move on to young adulthood, you know, as a woman. You are now there again, faced with choices of what kind of boyfriend to date, where does he come from, what college do I go to, and you almost graduate from there again. If you survive, you are in your middle life. Just that word middle life brings to some, you've had middle life crisis in women. Here you would have now started having your family, and you are also a career woman, and you are wondering, am I achieving the goals that I set as I was setting them for my life? Mm. And then we have the latter part. We'll discuss a bit more on that, where again, now you are almost there. Your latter life, you are now looking at how you are aging and thinking of your retirement.
Ish.
And what kind of influence you've, are you someone when you walk in the room, can you be recognized? So basically I've summed up the journey. Now we can take it maybe the way you want us to take it at whatever point.
And looking, you know, at those points, Ma, that you have mentioned, I relate with almost because, you know, I'm somewhere there. I'm not that old. I'm just saying I'm not older. You know, but when it comes, for example, you know, when it comes to parenting, it comes to, you know, the married life, I really, you know, get it and not really relate, but I understand, you know, where it is. So looking at, do we have any, you know, steps that you can offer us in terms of us resisting the peer pressure and staying true to ourselves? When it comes to parenting, for example, Ma, there's this thing these days, they call it gentle parenting, you know. So when you are with a circle of women, now you feel pressured. Good, Yazin, let me not spank my child. Let me just send them to a corner there. But, you know, deep down, it's not doing what you want to do, you know, to your children when it comes to discipline and as an example. Or when it comes to the married life, you see that, you know, people are forever going on vacations, you know, with their husbands and stuff. And you are struggling with that and you feel pressured now. You go out to the bank to take loans. You borrow money everywhere so that you can do what other married couple are doing, you know. So what are those steps that we can take so that we are not pressured? Otherwise, you can't go to a vacation. To just stay at home, you know. Your house is very nice.
Okay. I like that. I don't know how possible to completely cut off everything.
Yes.
But I think the beginning is first know your worth as a woman and also what do you want for your family?
Yes.
When we come to parenting, that's why I say you cannot leave the Bible in all this.
Mm.
It gives us guidance on how we should raise our children.
Mm.
But the real gist on parenting is, first of all, set rules or boundaries of what goes and what doesn't go in your family.
Mm.
The children should be clear. These are do's, these are don'ts.
Okay.
And if they do the don'ts, there's a consequence. If it will mean spanking, they already understood that this cannot be crossed without.
Mm.
So the Bible says you reap what you sow. So start young from the children to say, when you do something that is not according to the family values, then this is what you reap. Because we need to correct you when you are still young. So no one will come and dictate to me to say these rules are not accepted. But in all that I'm doing with my children, there should be an element of loving discipline, not just that extreme that borders on human abuse.
Mm-hmm.
It should be able to stand whether the police comes. I will say I was correcting my child.
Yeah.
But there are some in their correction. For a child having stolen, they will take their finger and put it on a hot stove.
Yeah.
That's the way of punishment. We are not talking of such.
Yes.
So I cannot say my neighbors don't spank their children. Maybe they have other methods, but map out a clear way of how you want to discipline your children without having to look over the fence on how your other neighbors are doing it.
Mm.
When we come to holidays,
yeah.
Again, you don't know. First of all, you need to know yourselves. How are you financially?
Yep, yep.
Maybe your neighbors are already at a stage where their children are paid for by their companies, but you are not. So understand your finances and say, we would love to go for holidays, but can we afford now?
Yes.
But make everyone know that there will be a time when we can afford this. Maybe we've taken you to private schools for primary, but when you go to secondary, we can let you to go in government. That other portion we are not paying for fees, we can now plan for holidays.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's very, what you're raising, is very critical, because as people, we need to know who we are and where we stand with all of these things, you know, so that even when the pressures come, we are able to resist them, because you as your person, you know yourself, you know where you stand. So looking at, we have, we're living in our communities and our social life is there. We have our work life, and sometimes, we go to the villages, we're just having a conversation of how, for example, when I go home, I don't understand why my mother wants me to wake up at 7, because I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to relax. But okay. It's 7 o'clock. Okay. I must be up, okay.
Okay.
In the workplace, I might be pressured to achieve my goals on time, to meet the deadlines on time. And then on top of that, I'm pressured to get that promotion. Whilst in my family life, we've already addressed the issues of the holidays and the children. Maybe I'm pressured to do XYZ when it comes to the family. Whilst we're going to the other environments, when we go home now, December is coming, they are looking, what car is Zanele going to come driving? What is she wearing? Is she going to take out? So those pressures, all of them, they differ. So how do we handle them based on the situations that we find ourselves in?
Okay. So first things first, you need to develop an understanding of your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And the reasons why you want to stand by them. Once you do that, and the Bible also encourages us, like in James 1 verse 5, to say, seek wisdom when you need it. If you lack wisdom, let you ask God to give you that wisdom, and he will give you in abundance. Mm. So whether it's career or family, why are you doing certain things?
Okay.
Is it just for show, or you know that this will bring self-satisfaction, it will bring honor to God, that whether I'm in the workplace, I'm not always the last one to submit an assignment.
Mm.
I'm not always the one with a lot of mistakes on a project I'm given to do. Mm. I'm the one that will represent Christ in the workplace in such a way that they will say, there's a difference about this woman.
Mm.
Everyone has children, but there's this one who's always off because of one thing or another. But you are showing excellence even when you have children.
Mm.
And also, if you've known why you are doing certain things,
yes,
even when you go home and drive your old car, people will not judge you because you would have made them understood.
Mm.
I'm still going to where I'm supposed to go. I don't want to go there and one time be caught that I embezzled money in order to bring a flash car during holidays. You know, there are people that are swimming so much in debt that they are not even enjoying that car. It's also taking away their sleep. Yeah. They are in stress for the sake of matching with the Joneses.
Mm. So,
go ahead, please.
No, I wanted to say that I remember while growing up, I grew up in the villages, and then people would come to Johannesburg, you know, for work because that's how South Africa is. So I remember there used to be this joke around in the villages saying, "You see, don't trust these people that come from Johannesburg. That every year they are coming in different cars." So what they would do allegedly is that they would go to Avis, you know, which is a car rental company, and then hire the car and then come home. We're like, "Yo, Zanele has made it, you know, he came with the Mercedes Benz, you know, this year, next year." And when he comes back now, he returns the car. So it used to be something saying,
"Can you imagine? So who are you deceiving?"
Yes, you see, they were like, "Don't be pressured by these people. It's not their cars, because next year the person is coming back with a Polo. The next year it's an Audi. Then they're like, they are renting this car." So now I'm like, with this conversation, I'm sitting there. You are being pressured because you know, Mom Shelley came with a BM. You don't even know if that's his car. Now you go into debt. Now you've bought a car that you didn't even need. Yo.
You know. Again, when we are talking about social pressure in women and all, I think also surrounding yourself with good friends who understand your beliefs is very important.
Yes.
Because you'll be in a circle that have some principles, or rather, they are not doing just cosmetic kind of things to impress someone. Whether you are in middle life, whether you are in later life, you would have developed certain boundaries that even when your neighbor comes and says, "Oh, they are giving loans at 5%, let's go get so that we change our sitting room, the way it's looking, the sofas are odd." No, don't. You tell yourself, "My principle, I don't believe in borrowing for just changing something unless it's really a need." No one will die by sitting on an old sofa.
That's true. We have a comment, a question, comment that came through on our WhatsApp line. The listener is asking, "Is peer pressure always negative? Surely there are some benefits that can be gained from its presence."
Okay. I don't know whether I can call peer pressure to be on the positive side. I would rather say maybe benchmarking.
Ah, okay.
Or having a role model that you say, I've had people who say, "When I grow up, I want to look like you. I want to live the life you are living. How do you do it?" Get an understanding of how that person has arrived where they are. You are almost getting the same salary. but them, they've achieved more than what you are. Maybe you are wasteful.
Okay.
So get some wisdom. Apart from maybe praying for God to guide you, get wisdom from those people you respect and can share with you. They will tell you, oh, it's not just this job I'm in with you. I'm also doing a side business. But there, maybe you are trying to stress yourself, thinking you all have the same income, when someone has actually gone out of the way to be an entrepreneur as well.
I hope the listener is answered with regards to that one. So as we come to the close, Mike, you know, how can now a strong sense of self-worth, you know, and confidence help women navigate peer pressure at any stages of our life? If I know whomst am I, you know, whomst I belong to, the fact that I'm God's child, etc., how would that help me when the pressures come in any stage of my life as a woman?
So first of all, know your worth in the Lord. Secondly, set boundaries. When you've set goals, also set boundaries. When someone comes with a suggestion that doesn't go with your values, be able to say no without feeling bad.
Mm.
And if they want to say you are always old-fashioned, explain why you are like that. I mean, okay, we know that change is the only thing that's constant.
Okay.
But there's no value in just changing like a chameleon here and there. You don't have any roots for anything. You know? your worth will tell you that you are chosen by God. And there's no one else like you.
Yeah.
So if you recognize you've got your own lane, yes, learn what you can to improve where you are, but not to change who you are in order to fit in with society. Because like at the age where I am, there's a lot that if I'm not careful, I'll start worrying why I'm not being recognized in society.
Yeah.
I'm almost exiting life, but I walk in the room, it's like no one is recognizing me. But how have you lived your life? Is there something you can improve that can still make you be recognized at the stage you are? Yes.
Sure. Yeah, it's the chameleon for me.
Okay.
So as a wrap up,
and maybe just to add on, like I love what Proverbs 27 verse 17 says, when we are talking of also developing good friendships that can help you not to easily get to peer pressure. This verse says, iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. The type of friends should help me to live a balanced life, not a stressful life. By when I meet with them, I'm always pressured into some changing into what they are. No, I would rather then choose someone else.
Yeah.
And also social media, by the way, adds a lot of pressure also, even on older women. The thing we see, this cosmetic life that's on TV, you go home, you think, why haven't I reached like this? Because people are posting on their statuses every day. But ask yourself, what is it I want to achieve in life?
That's true. Yo, Ma, thank you so much for this one. I think we have learned. I've also learned a lot as well. So I'm going to ask, you see, now I'm going to say pressure. Please pray for our women. So that, you know, they may know who they are and avoid, you know, these pressures affecting them negatively in their lives.
Father God in heaven, this morning we thank you that you created us as women. We celebrate being women. Lord God, I pray that every woman listening to this voice or those that might have been going through some kind of pressure, I pray that they seek wisdom from you, that you help them, dear Lord, to have excellence in all they do, whether it's parenting, whether it's in family matters, whether it's in the workplace. Lord, you are the one who gives all the wisdom. And as your Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, Lord, as women, may we be shining lights in the society where we are. May we be those that when we are friends can make others celebrate womanhood. Bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mam Shelley, thank you so much for coming through. It's always a pleasure speaking to you. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
Bye. You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.